Which county resident would do a hard time for computer hacking? And what changes are Lanier Island making for its holiday celebration? We'll have these stories and more on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Hey guys, it's Amanda Lee, your local host and Gwinnett native. 2020 has been a different year for sure, but if the time has come for you and your family to buy, sell, or rent a new home, Peggy Slappy Properties is here to help. Peggy and her team have been in Gwinnett and surrounding areas for 38 years now, helping folks just like you and me. Peggy and her team are a little different. Her team of 35-plus realtors realize that fostering strong relationships within the community is the key to their business. Peggy's team of professionals can work with you regardless of circumstance. Residential homes, new homes, rentals, with listings all over the county. In today's climate, you hear a lot of noise from others on how they can help you. The difference is, at Peggy Slappy Properties, they're buying and selling for neighbors, family, and friends. Don't you believe you'll get the most value from a team that knows the lay of the land? Visit Peggy Slappy Properties online at psponline.com or give them a call 24/7 at 770-271-5555. Peggy delivers the very best in Gwinnett and Georgia real estate because you deserve no less.
It's Sunday, October 25th, 2020. Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. I'm your host, Marcel Pertut. Before we get to today's headlines, here's a quick look at today in history. Famed artist Pablo Picasso was born on this date in 1881. In 1945, the United Nations, which was established at the end of World War II to maintain world peace and friendly relations among nations, began operations. The British rock band The Rolling Stones made its first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1964. In 2018, a lucky South Carolina resident won the Mega Millions prize of $1.537 billion, the largest lottery prize ever won by an individual. The winner's identity remains a mystery. Here's what's making news in Gwinnett County today. Today's top story is brought to you by Peggy Slappy Properties. Hard times are ahead for Duluth resident Christopher Dobbins. He pled guilty in July to hacking former employer, the medical device packing company, Stratus Healthcare, and sabotaging their electronic shipping records. This caused more than $200,000 in damages and delayed the shipment of personal protective equipment to healthcare providers during the coronavirus pandemic. This week, Dobbins was sentenced to 1 year and a day in federal prison in order to pay more than $221,000 in restitution. The case was investigated by the FBI as part of Georgia's Coronavirus Fraud Task Force. Magical Nights of Lights at Lake Lanier is evolving and becoming something different this year. The popular driving holiday lights tour has been around at Lanier Islands for 28 years, but has retired this year and will be replaced with a walking lights tour called the Lakeside Light Spectacular Strolling Light Show this year. The new show, which will be set to popular holiday songs, debuts on November 20th. The new light show is set to run nightly through January 5th. It will then switch to weekend-only shows through February 21st. For more details on the tour, including the rides and socially distanced visits with Santa Claus, check out Kurt Yeoman's article at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Two projects in Gwinnett County were recognized at the Metro Atlanta Development Summit. The Brazelton Brewing Company received a small redevelopment award, and the Lawrenceville South Lawn Development was given a large redevelopment award. Who won the overtime thriller between Norcross and Mill Creek on the gridiron? Who shined during the Georgia Senate debate? Coming up, I'll tell you on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Stay with me and stick around.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Welcome back to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. The Blue Devils stayed perfect on the season. Johnny Clark's one-yard touchdown run in double overtime gave Norcross a 24-20 home win over Mill Creek Friday night. For more football news, including top recruit quarterback Jake Garcia transferring to Grayson, as well as updates on the softball and volleyball state playoffs, visit GwinnettPrepSports.com. It's debate season on the political calendar, and Georgia's along for the ride. The Atlanta Press Club Loudermilk Young Debate Series hosted a general debate for the United States Senate special election. The event, which took place October 19th, featured Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler, Republican challenger Doug Collins, and Democrat challenger Raphael Warnock. Here were the highlights.
Welcome. I'm Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on 95.5 WSB Radio. You're watching the Atlanta Press Club Loudermilk Young Debate Series. This is the general election debate for candidates running for the U.S. Senate special election to fill the seat currently held by Senator Kelly Loeffler. Kelly Loeffler, it's your turn to ask a question of one of your opponents.
My question is for Raphael Warnock. Mr. Warnock, you've called police officers thugs, bullies, and gangsters. You've characterized them as a threat to our children. Will you apologize to our hardworking men and women in law enforcement and to Georgia families for these dangerous and hurtful attacks?
I have deep respect for police officers and law enforcement, and I believe that the Senator knows this. Certainly the members of the law enforcement know this. This is why they've come to my church on a couple of occasions as they remembered fallen officers who died in the line of duty. So I support law enforcement. They've come to my church many times. We work together. I think it's possible to appreciate the work that law enforcement members do and at the same time hold them accountable. We see abuse in all kinds of professions. We see it among those who hold office, who abuse their authority, focused on their own financial wealth rather than the people they're supposed to be representing. And so I'll continue to fight for safe communities, and I'll continue to fight to make sure that we all have equal protection under the law. That's always been my goal, equal protection under the law.
And Kelly Loeffler, a 30-second response.
Well, I find it tragic that you will not apologize for these comments attacking our brave men and women in blue. They are on the thin blue line, keeping our families safe. And I think it's vitally important that everyone understand the sacrifices that they make every day they put on the badge and wear the uniform. That's why I've introduced legislation that defunds cities, that defund the police. These brave men and women know that I will always have their back, and I will stand up to anyone who tries to diminish their role or attack their profession.
Raphael Warnock, it is your turn to ask a question of an opponent.
I would like to rebut the senator's comment.
Okay, I'll tell you what, you can take 20 seconds to do that.
Listen, I do not think that we should defund the police, and I've never said that. I do think that it's lamentable that the senator is using her power to politicize an issue where people are literally dying on the streets. What we could use a senator doing is putting forward the kind of reform that we need in our criminal justice system. We need to get rid of qualified immunity. We need independent review process when civilians die at the hand of police. We can do that and at the same time appreciate the great work that our police officers do. Sure, Congressman Collins, this past week, Senator Loeffler was endorsed by Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is an outspoken supporter of the QAnon movement, a movement that pushes conspiracy theories and traffics in hate. My question to you, Congressman Collins, is will you speak out clearly and condemn QAnon and their hate-filled rhetoric?
60 seconds.
Raphael Warnock says thanks for the question because I don't agree with QAnon, and I have not agreed with them and don't support them. But it's interesting to me, I never heard you utter the words Antifa. I've never heard the Democrats, especially when we got on the floor and they wanted to put a bill on the floor for political purposes just a little over a week ago. They wanted to do about QAnon, the conspiracy theories on the internet, which is fine. But they often just overlook Antifa, which is setting our cities on fire. Maybe the question should come back to you, Reverend Warnock. Are you going to condemn Antifa? Are you going to condemn the violence that's going through our streets right now? Are you going to sit compliant and be complacent in what they're doing to our cities?
First of all, I want to thank the congressman for condemning QAnon, which is more than I can say for the senator who's embraced the support of Marjorie Taylor Greene. I condemn violence no matter where it shows up or who the source is. I'm the pastor of Martin Luther King Jr.'s church. And what I am moved by is that in the midst of the challenges we've seen this summer, tragic flashpoints, George Floyd and others, we've seen a multiracial, multigenerational coalition of conscience pouring out into American streets, saying that we're better than this. And I'm proud to stand with those who are nonviolently standing up to violence.
That's our time.
Wherever it shows up.
That's our time.
I'd like to respond.
Kelly Loeffler, certainly. Yes, so 30 seconds to rebut, please.
Yes, thank you. Look, I denounce hate groups of all types. I don't, on the left and the right, I don't know anything about QAnon. But what I know is that we need to make sure that we have fighters in Washington for American ideals who will stand up to the radical left, the socialist agenda that they're trying to push on this country, that would put government at the center of our lives, that would take away our rights. Look what they're trying to do. They're trying to pack the court, stack the Senate with additional Democrat senators, put the Green New Deal in place that would bankrupt our country and our energy independence. So I'm always going to stand up with someone who is fighting for American ideals.
Sure. I could ask this of Kelly or Doug, but I will ask Kelly. Kelly, can you name something that President Trump has said or done that you disagree with?
No, because I am proud to be the only U.S. senator with a 100% voting record with President Trump. I've been named the most conservative senator in the U.S. Senate, and I've been endorsed by National Right to Life. That's because I will always stand up for conservative values. That's what this president is doing. He's lifted the economy to new heights. He created an economy that created record employment for African Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, that gave us energy independence, that supported our farmers, our hardworking men and women in the military, and supported peace with in the Middle East. And you know what this president has done is unprecedented during a pandemic when he's trying to fight the swamp, the radical left, China, and the fake news, and now big tech, who my opponents have sided with. So I think it's really important we understand that we are blessed in this country to have a president who's fighting every single day for every American's opportunity to live the American dream.
Hey, Scott.
And an opportunity for a 30-second response.
Scott.
Yeah. Mr. Collins, sure. Hang on just a minute. Mr. Lee, yeah. A 30-second response due there.
Sure. Well, you know, look, you know, Donald Trump is an interesting guy. I can see how people might vote for him, but it's hard for me to see how people could find no fault with anything he's said or done. And it just speaks to the extent to which the establishment Republican and establishment Democratic candidates in this race are like party drones. And what's the good for us in Georgia to have a senator who's just going to be about agreeing with Donald Trump or Mitch McConnell or Chuck Schumer or anyone like that? We need someone who will fight for us, and that's why I'm in this race.
I'd like to respond.
Mr. Collins, do you feel like you were attacked in Senator Loeffler's answer?
I do. I think, you know, it's my opponent's side with big tech. Well, number one, we are the ones who actually started the investigation into big tech, talking about antitrust and breaking it up, and also Section 230. But Senator Loeffler can't get away with her own facts. 100% voting record with Trump. She voted for the NDAA, which she said President Trump said he would veto. She just voted against the continuing resolution, which the president signed. Doesn't look like 100% to me, Senator Loeffler. Maybe your math's wrong, or maybe your cue card's wrong.
Thank you for joining me for the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, your hyper-local news on the run. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit GwinnettDailyPost.com. Complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the residents of Gwinnett County. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all of the latest updates. And if you have a comment or question, we'd love to hear it. Just call the podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might even share your comment on an upcoming show. The Gwinnett Daily Post podcast is produced by BG Ad Group. Marcel Perdue, producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved.